Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. 5 years ago, the cities of Lee, Deadwood, and Spearfish purchased the 800,000 images in the Fassbender photo collection. The photographs from the Black Hills capture historic events such as presidential visits and the Spearfish Canyon Road grand opening, as well as day-to-day life in the gold mines, the reservations, and more. There are also wedding, graduation, and family photos. The invaluable collection is now housed at the Homestake Adams Research and Cultural Center in Deadwood. Volunteers have cataloged more than 12,000 of the photographs so far. About 1,800 have been digitized and are available online. 15 of the historic photos from Spearfish are on exhibit this month at the Matthews Opera House and Art Center. Former Spearfish Mayor Jerry Krambeck serves on the Fassbender Collections Board of Directors, and he was mayor when the city acquired the collection. He joins us on the line. And Mr. Krambeck, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What is it that makes this collection of photographs so unique?
I think the years of span. I mean, it goes from somewhere around the neighborhood of the late 1880s up into the 90s, and it's a historical collection that, you know, most of this stuff in many people's areas have been lost, and I think that being able to feel and touch and see it is probably the most wonderful thing about the collection.
Where do the photographs in the collection come from?
Well, the photographs actually, Joseph Fassbender actually came to America from Germany in 1893, and he actually immigrated to Eagle Butte, South Dakota. And in 1913, he moved to Faith, and he was working for a drugstore, and he actually set up a photo studio there. In 1923, he moved to Spearfish to work for a photographer, and that's pretty much where it started. A lot of this collection, the early photos are not Fassbender, but they are photographs that were taken from local photographers in the Northern Hills area.
And then later on, his son took over the shop?
Yeah, his son took over the shop, I believe, in about 1957 or 58, somewhere in that neighborhood. Joseph, I believe, died in 1958. And so the son did take over ownership of the shop and did pretty much the same thing that Joseph did in all the years that he was in charge of the operation.
And it sounds like they must have been very careful in the way that they stored these photographs.
You know, it's pretty unbelievable. The photographs originally were stored in the back of the store on Main Street in Spearfish, and I know they had some roof damage and so forth. And one of the neighbors, in fact, one of the gentlemen that inherited a portion of the photographs, built a building out east of Spearfish and offered to put the collection there. And so it was stored there for many, many years, from about, my guess is, around 1990 until the date to where it was actually brought to the day of light again, to where it was actually put up for sale.
Now, Joseph Fassbender and his son George, they were essentially, or they were, commercial photographers, so they were taking the photos of families and graduations, those sorts of things, as well as commissions from Black Hills tourism people as well?
Both. I believe if a guy would look at the history of all of this, Joseph was more into the scenery and events than George was, although George took a lot of photographs at the events. And as Betty Johnson is Joseph's daughter, and I know Betty very well, and she's still here in Spearfish. And I mean, she kind of said that her father just loved to take photographs. I mean, he would take photographs every day. I mean, that's all he did, is take photographs. And a lot of his famous photographs were from the carving of Mount Rushmore. He took a lot of photographs of that, and I believe he was actually commissioned by the United States government to do that. The Passion Play, which was in Spearfish from 1939 up into the 2000s, I'm not positive what year, but anyhow, he took hundreds and hundreds of photographs of the Passion Play. And then he never missed any of the local events. I'm talking the days of 76 Rodeo, that, you know, it's gone on for decades. The Belfouche Black Hills Roundup, which is another rodeo, famous rodeo, it's gone on for decades. And such things as the launch of the Stratosphere Balloon in 1935 from the Rapid City area, the Stratus Bowl. And a couple interesting things, like the parachuting of George Hopkins onto the top of Devil's Tower. That was an interesting one, too. And then also, he had photographs. He'd taken photographs of, you know, the Black Hills Airport's quite famous here, and he'd taken photographs of actual airplanes coming in and flying into Spearfish actually before Clyde Ice's tenure, you know, and Clyde Ice was one of the famous navigators of the western South Dakota also, so a lot of photographs.
And they're all, you have to see them, but they're all in, and they're just beautifully done. They're just wonderful photos.
You know, they cataloged everything impeccably. I mean, everything was cataloged. A lot of the stuff that was scenery was really not cataloged, as well as the photography that he took for, like, weddings and private family photos. But you could go to one of the books and say, let's just use an example, 1976. If you think you had family photos taken in 1976 from Black Hills Studios, you probably can go to the book, and it'll tell you, like, yes, it was taken on, say, December 5th, and that you can, it goes to a box number, and then the box number goes to an envelope number. That's how they kept these records. So those portion of the photographs are just unbelievably taken care of as far as being able to locate them. The scenery things, especially the older stuff, there's a lot of older stuff, like, you know, late 1800s to 1900s, and they're not cataloged. They're just there. But a lot of the negatives, if we have the print of that, most likely we do have the negative, and that's part of the process of cataloging all of this.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with former Spearfish Mayor Jerry Krambeck, who serves on the Fassbender Collections Board of Directors. And there's a few, just 15 of the 800,000 images on exhibit at the Matthews Opera House and Art Center this month. And when we're talking about the archival process, what is happening right now with this entire collection? Are you just slowly going through this and cataloging it and making it available online?
Yeah, you know, myself and a gentleman by the name of Kevin Kuchenbecker, which is the historical guy in Deadwood, we'd kind of sat down and said, you know, this collection needs to stay here, but if we do purchase it, you know, let's don't keep it under lock and key. There would be no reason to, it needs to be archived. And so I got a hold of the three mayors, Spearfish and Lead and Deadwood, and we kind of sat down and talked over all of this. And we thought it was very important that if this was to be purchased by public money, and this was a unique circumstance of three communities actually purchasing something together, I think it's probably one of the first in South Dakota that I can find, and that we need to put a board together, and we need to make a promise to the public that we will do with the photographs what we said we were will do, or what we committed to do with them. And so what we're doing is we actually purchased the photographs for $300,000, and we did get terms from the owners, and so we paid, I believe the last payment has been made on the photographs. So now we're looking to be a little more aggressive in the cataloging. We have a gentleman by the name of Richard Carlson, which he's just been invaluable to us in helping us put everything together in this. And in time, I believe our plans are to do several things. One would be to actually have an official website where you might be able to do a search for a name. And, you know, would the photograph pop up? Probably not. Maybe in time it would. But a database. We will also sell prints. We actually will sell prints now, and then I think the very future of it is to possibly maybe get it into a location. It's stored at the Hark in Deadwood now, which is really a good place to store it. But I think possibly maybe have some sort of a display, a permanent display in a building in one of the three communities. I think would be very beneficial to it. But in the end, Our passion is to preserve it and to make it available to the public. And there's unbelievable stuff in there, just unbelievable.
And what's it meant to you to be a part of this?
Well, you know, it was kind of a personal thing for me. I served as mayor from 2000 to 2013. I lived about four houses from the Fassbenders, and of course I was a pretty young man when Joseph passed away. But I do kind of remember him. And then I knew George all of my life, and I knew that this collection existed. I wasn't positive how large it really was, and it isn't just photographs. There's cameras, there's documentation, there's also panoramic, there's several, when I say several, I would say maybe 100 or more panoramic photographs and negatives, and there's some 16 millimeter film in there that is just, some of it dates back to, I mean, as early as 1900 in Deadwood. And I've not seen all of it by any means. I mean, not any of it. But it was kind of a passion for me to say, you know what, let's don't let this go anywhere else. Let's don't let it leave. And let's do with it what is right. And that's what I believe we're doing. There was some communication with some outsiders. I'm very positive of that. There was a gentleman in Texas that wanted it. And there was another gentleman in Colorado that was willing to purchase it. But thank goodness the two owners worked with the cities, and we were able to secure it. And hopefully we can keep a board together for years and years and on down the road. And as I keep saying, you know, do what's right with it. Make it so the public can see this and have access to it.
And how many people are involved with the archiving process?
Well, we've got about 60 volunteers. We have about a dozen or 15 that are very, very active. They have committed in 2014 over 1,000 volunteer hours, and I think we're up to somewhere around the neighborhood of 13,000 items in the database, and there's about 1,800 of them online. And it's a slow process, you know, when you're using volunteers, and you know, money's a little bit short. We have Mr. Carlson for, I believe, 20 hours a week. But in the end, we possibly might expand this collection to include maybe some classes to where folks can come out and do photo shoots in some of the same areas that they were taken. You know, you might have a photo in the canyon that was taken in, you know, let's just throw out 1935, and go up and take photos of the same. And those are kind of the things we have on our radar for the future, but they're down the road ways.
All right. Well, Mr. Krambeck, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
You bet. Thank you very much, too. We're very proud of the collection.